The budget was tight. Cray actually had to build his own workbench. He worked on in an area that had a concrete floor. It had forklift trucks zooming right past him, picking up rolls of newspaper for the Minneapolis Star and for the Tribune. It was not a great corporate workplace. And by the same token, that lack of cash meant that he didn't have a lot of funding to go out and buy equipment to build a computer with. So he set his mind to building a computer. He wanted to use transistors, so he went to a local electronics store, much like a Radio Shack, and he purchased a basket full of transistors, and he brought them back to his workbench, and he physically put together the processors, or processor at that time there was one, for the CDC-1604, using this batch of what turned out to be reject transistors. And he had to go through the batch and figure out which ones didn't work. And the computer he created at that time turned out to be the world's fastest computer, and versions of that computer were used for years at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory.